Well, I bought one of my son's favorite books from when he was a little kid, because right around the time he was a baby, there was a rock found in Antarctica, which is a great place to find meteorites, because there's a lot of snow. It's easy to find things sitting on top of the snow and ice. And people think that rock might have come from Mars. It might have come from Mars, and that inspired our author, Carol Diggory Shields, to write this book and ask her friend Scott Nash to illustrate it. So we start with a picture of the planets. All the planets of our solar system, including Pluto, before Pluto demoted to a planetoid. I don't know what Pluto did wrong. Here we are in Mars. There's a bunch of creatures in Mars. And we know this is science fiction, but this is fun. So, attention all life forms, simple and complex. Tune in your antenna and flex your necks. Our brave explorers of the solar system blast off in 10 quatsecs, and oh, how will you miss them? We have all those different kinds of people on Mars. Some have tentacles, some don't. They're just all shaped their own way. Long they had wondered on the red planet Mars if life could exist somewhere else in the stars. See their interstate highway sign, 66. Now the moment had come, the great engines roared, and off into space the voyagers soared. Their first destination was orb number 9, the outermost planet, so the trip took some time. Orb number 9. The Pluto, formerly known as a planet. It was dreary and dark and mostly all granite. They radioed home, no life on this planet. They flew on to 8, the one that's deep blue, and counted 8 moons. Mars only has 2. Winds howled and whistled in storms of blue snow, not a life form in sight at 400 below. Many moons circled 7. They counted 15 as it rolled on its side and glowed sickly green. It was slushy and smelly with no living things. So they went on to 6 with the bright yellow rings. Which one has bright yellow rings? Sat. Those rings were just junk and the planet just gassed. There was no place to land, so they flew right on past. Orb 5 was red-orange, magnetic, immense, and covered with clouds that were swirling and dense. Biggest planet, right? Jupiter. Amid thunder and lightning, they decided to beat it. If anything lives here, we don't want to meet it. They stepped on the gas and sped toward the sun and didn't slow down till they got to Orb 1. Orb number 1 was hotter than blazes. So they set off for 2, which was covered with hazes. Orb 2 was much hotter with acid rain pelting. They knew they should leave when the ship started melting. And so, by now they were homesick, filled with despair, and fresh out of socks and clean underwear. There's nobody out here. We're all alone. Well, look at it. Orb 3. Then head for home. They buzzed the South Pole, saw nothing but snow. It's cold and it's empty, they sighed. Let's just go. Then as the crew sagged, the captain declared, wait just one quad sec. There's something out there. See that little figure? That little figure. What might that be in Antarctica? They looked out the window and saw he was right. An alien life form strode slowly in sight. Anyway, a polar bear is down there. He came right to the ship with a waddling walk and greeted the crew with a nod and a squawk. Then from the horizon, more came by the dozens. Grandparents, babies, aunts, uncles, and cousins. They surrounded the craft in a jostling pack. The Martians were scared. Were they under attack? But the life forms were friendly and quite unafraid, and Martians soon joined in the games that they played, like follow the leader and slippery sliding, tummy toboggan, and find man hiding. They showed off their diving, invited them in. The Martians said no, because Martians can't swim. So the Martians phoned home. We need wonder no more. Life has been found on the planet next door. Their mission accomplished. The crew had to go. We'll miss you, they said to their friends in the snow. Just keep on evolving. Someday we might fly. Then come visit us. Our orb is close by. Then they left their new friends with a fine souvenir, a lasting reminder that the Martians were here. And there's your genuine Martian rock. And nobody knows to this day if that rock really came from Mars, because the thing about science is it's usually about really, really good questions, not always about answers. Kind of like religion. If everybody knew that, we'd have a happier planet, wouldn't we?